You can still keep calling, and you can also pledge at kpfa.org.
It is now 2 o'clock here at KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org. Please stay tuned for Visionary Activist.
Allies for the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So just to weave a little bit of context, we are on a waxing full moon. It will be exact on Sunday morning at 10:54 a.m. East Coast time, which is where our guests, I will bring them in very soon, are driving to Washington, D.C. for the powerful Standing Rock Woof Woof Strong weekend. But this full moon is at 22 plus Virgo, which is the soul of this country. It's where Neptune was when this country was born, its dream, its vision, its unfulfilled promise. So it's right on that. And it happens to be also on Obama's Mars. You know, when he first took the stage, going, whoa, he was Marsing. He was animating the desirable vision of the country, no matter what else you think about it. So it's powerful. And straight up overhead in Berkeley, a hello team out there, you know, is Uranus, trickster, nature's evolutionary ingenuity at the degree of the zodiac that is about protecting all of life. So more than perfectly, we welcome influential story crafters for sane reverence. I'll be introducing Phyllis Young, leader in the American Indian Movement, her ally filmmaker Trisha Van Claven, making Guardians of the Water, a film to debut at the Standing Rock Film Festival. We are composting colonialism into nutrient for sane reverence and weaving in great ally Mitchell Zephyr, executive director of the Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. So Phyllis Young, I am woman that stands by the water, and my other name is woman who loves the water, she says. So she is a former councilwoman for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and Central Osseti Sakowind Camp organizer, coordinator of the first International Indian Treaty Council at Standing Rock, and coordinator of United Nations Conference on Indian Peoples and Their Lands, goes on and on. And our ally Trisha Van Claveren is a film producer and the principal of Fully Loaded Pictures. So welcome, team. Welcome, Trisha, who instigated this.
Yes.
Yeah. And welcome, Phyllis Young. Hello.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yes,
and welcome, Mitchell Zephyr.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So they are you teammates, bless your hearts. This is extremely live radio because you are, you know, sharing a cell phone on your way to Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for that. It's good. It's all an experimental time, isn't it? But maybe Phyllis, if you want to guide us into what is taking place, you know, tomorrow, where I hope to interweave with you all, and this weekend.
I just want to thank you for this interview. I've been waiting for a couple weeks. We're finally here.
We are here.
We're on our path to freedom. Ah. We continue our path. And so we're not going to be stymied by the court decisions or any threats of floods or anything that's going to stop us. We're re-energized, and we're going to march in Washington. We're going to let the politicians know we're still in court. We have three more nations that are putting their petitions forward. We're going to embark on an ambitious agenda for a constitutional treaty convention next month, and we are going to have a water summit. But right now we're going to Washington to let the politicians know that we have treaties. We have 33 treaties with the United States, the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota. Ocheti Shakoni is our cultural presence that predates the written laws that of America, and we're going to challenge them in all areas. So, and we will prevail. We know who we are. We know our history. We have our identities, and we're going to move aggressively to seek independence.
Yes.
For ourselves. We have to do it. We have to change the Constitution. We have to challenge the Constitution. You know, there are only 33 states that that really endorse the present Constitution. We have to challenge the changes from property to humanity. We have to challenge the changes to corporations.
Yes.
That are becoming the governances, and so that's what we're making a path for America. We're trying to create new methodologies that can address social impact assessments that can be used nationwide, challenging navigable rivers that should not be subject to development by oil and gas. So it's not about Standing Rock's one path alone. It's Indigenous people's path to freedom, and we have always done that, intergenerational, and we will continue. So that's my message.
That's powerful and beautiful. And you know, it's this week, a year ago, that Berta Cáceres was killed in Honduras for her protecting of the water. And I love her Indigenous allies who did a ceremony in which they said, Berta did not die, she multiplied. We go, yes. Yes. So,
absolutely.
And I love what you said. A great friend of show, Faith Spotted Eagle, when I hosted her some ways back, she was so great and strong about her language. She said, the proposed pipeline, because in my mind, it's not happening. And I go, yes, you have that same, in a very powerful, good way. And I loved reading the interview that you had about the power of people making films and your young people, allies, making images. And Tricia, do you want to chime in on this, since you are the instigator, weaving us all together for greater good, may it be. So Tricia, are you there? Do you want to?
Yes. I mean, I just have to say, I mean, I went to.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I went to Standing Rock the first time back in late October, and I was just blown away by the beauty and the nobility and the heart of everyone who was there. And I was so surprised that not everyone in this country knew what was happening at that point. And you know, people just kept coming and coming and coming until November, and then there was a huge gathering in the third week of November, and two benefit concerts, and funds were raised to support the legal defense of the water protectors and other initiatives. And I've just never witnessed anything like this.
There is much beauty coming out of the horror. You know, it's like the women's gathering also on January 21st was such a powerful antidote, not globally, not going away, and, you know, and honoring Standing Rock, you know, and which everyone feels inspired to say we're standing up for Mother Earth and water is sacred, and like it's really powerful good. And
and my message is Standing Rock is the beginning. You know, it's like we're just getting started. The you know, the Indigenous peoples and the allies and the water protectors, it's just getting started.
Excellent. And you are making or you've made the movie Guardians of the Water, yes?
Well, that's actually it's still in process, and the intent is to capture the spirit of what is Standing Rock,
or possibly to liberate the spirit of what is Standing Rock. That's good.
That too.
And Mitchell, there you are. I know. There's some discrete boundaries around the Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. So whatever you want to say or not say, you are completely welcome.
Well, I think our
our goal is to enlighten and empower not just Native people, but the larger society, because as John Trudell said, our battle is with the corporate states of America. And we see a long history of corporations polluting and despoiling the environment that we all share. And so that's in essence what we hope to do at the film festival is enlighten and empower people to understand about sacred places, sacred sites, and why they're sacred. And why, you know, some of this is very self-evident, but a lot of these corporations are just motivated by profit and greed and not thinking about the long-term effects of their business practices. I mean, if you have a company that's building a pipeline that could potentially pollute the water of 18 million people, 18 million human beings, I just saw a thing on Facebook that the water in Denver, south of Denver, is contaminated with PFCs. And so this is going to become, it becomes a matter of survival. You know, if these things aren't stopped and if we don't develop a reverence for the water and the land and the air, then we're all in. And we see the effects of it in climate change and how Mother Nature is, like storms are becoming more common and more severe, and the environment, I mean, it's just every day you see dead fish and dolphins in the ocean. The oceans are polluted. So it's a pretty grim picture, but it's also hopeful because Standing Rock represents a very strong rise in consciousness and unifying people behind a common cause.
Yes.
And that's what we hope to do at the film festival, is take that to other cities and promote awareness about these issues.
Yes, no, that's great. We're spiraling this out because we have a beautiful, dedicated listenership who completely support your heart's dedication. And all kinds of synchronicities can occur. You know, we say hello to our, you know, film Hollywood listeners, going, yes, and you can bring the film festival to different cities or to Los Angeles and so on. And let me just pause to be responsible to beloved station as well. We are in Fund Drive. We are, as you know, we always do a real show on this show. But there's a lot of good segues, because as our guests have been saying, John Trudell was mentioned, and one of the things we're offering as a thank you gift for pledging is Voices That Changed the World. It's 3,500 hours of recorded voices, but it includes John Trudell and Winona LaDuke, an Alcatraz panel, Buffy St. Marie, Russell Means, there's somebody here who knows him, Dennis Banks, among others, and that's for a pledge of $200. I'm offering only one as a kind of wild card bonus, you know, an astrological reading with me, Caroline Casey, for a pledge of $1,000. Just, you know, what the hell? There you go. Convening the full council of you, whereby, you know, you can cultivate your medicine and contribute it to the world at this time of dire beauty. And then very generously, I hope this is okay, Mitchell, but it's out there. There have been contributed passes to the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival, which is in Fort Yates, North Dakota, all right, May 5th through May 7th, and that's a thank you gift for a pledge to this station of $100. But synchronicity, serendipitous synchronicity, many of you may be inspired, and certainly after this show, to go to Fort Yates, North Dakota, and also to help our allies and bring the Standing Rock Film Festival applicable to your town, your big city or your town, absolutely. So any or all of those things can be yours by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-HEY-KPFA, pledging online, kpfa.org, and that's, again, Voices That Change the World. If you have a really long car trip, it's 3,500 hours of teammate voices with a strong indigenous wisdom component. One astrological reading with me and passes for the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. So woof, woof, woof. But also, most of all, you know, we are a voice for our beautiful guests, Phyllis Young, Tricia Van Claveren, and Mitchell Zephyr, who is the executive director of the Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. And that's what we're heading into, you know, as our guests have been saying, there are humans, we call them Dementors of Doom, who are missing the entire point of life. And what is rising up out of this is a great unity. You know, remember our friend Deborah Felmuth, who recently back from Syria, says salam, meaning peace in Arabic, is not the absence of war, it's the presence of oneness. And that's really what we're pledging for. So Phyllis, I know that you're, you know, inspired to encourage, you know, many, many young Native Americans to be making movies and images, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So
our young people, our young women can see themselves and reflect on themselves and garner strength and victory from everything, our own images.
Beautiful. No, and we'd say that wants to happen, that wants to happen. You are all great encouragers. I love, you know, and what Mitchell was saying, you know, late great Native American activist Reuben Snake, who said, here's a little bit of Native American wisdom for you. If we don't change our direction, we're likely to end up where we're headed. And I think that's so useful, right? Because it's like, here's where we're going. Do you like that? And what you're saying, Phyllis, about, you know, to animate, here's where we're going, and here's where we could be going, which would be a beautiful thing, you know? And so with the imagery, again, films, you know, bubbling forth from your own creativity. And so, Mitchell, are there things you can say about the Standing Rock Nation Film Festival? I know it's brewing, and we're leaking it out. Remember where you heard about it first. But do you want to say anything more about this film festival of which you're the executive director?
Yeah, I think the main thing is to empower our young people, our younger generation, or anyone for that matter that wants to get involved in film and use film as a platform to educate and enlighten and empower people. American film is very influential all over the world, and the Native American voice has not been very, a lot of times it hasn't been heard, but I feel if we can teach our young people how to be filmmakers and how to edit film, and, you know, I think the Native world still has a lot of beautiful spirituality, and this is something that Tricia referred to earlier when people came to the camp at Standing Rock. A lot of those people encountered a feeling that they didn't want to leave, and this is a feeling that a lot of Native people had in the past, like Crazy Horse. They didn't want to let go of that feeling. It's a feeling of freedom, you know. It's a feeling of oneness with other people, the feeling of helping. In Lakota, they say Okichi Alpi, help one another. And these are not commandments. They're teachings that were passed down from the white buffalo calf woman. And they're very profound and very powerful. So this is what we want to empower our people with, is technology like film. And I think this is the thing that really brought Standing Rock. You had some young Native people using drones, and you had other Native and non-Native filmmakers documenting the struggle at Standing Rock and taking it to social media. And so that's what we hope to do with the film festival is Standing Rock, as Tricia said, is just the beginning. And we hope to take it to other cities and maybe even to the Berlin Film Festival, to some European film festivals. And we have to educate Americans about the need to have reverence for our natural world, because the Creator gave us so many things of beauty, and we have to respect that. We have to respect the earth and the water. Otherwise, our children and our grandchildren will be left with a very dark and dangerous world where the drinking water is contaminated and the air is contaminated. So it behooves all of us to join together and struggle against big oil and corporate greed and the things that are endangering all of our lives, all of us. We have to unite together.
No, I love that word, behooves. I do, behooves. It does. Yeah. And the art of storytelling, to which you are all dedicated, is so crucial now, because when we look out into the world, you know, at Daesh, which is the real name for ISIS, and Trump, right, where they were con artists is they were inviting somebody to a story. People were hungry to be invited to a story. Come this way, you know, and we will root out corruption and save the world, they said. In a toxic mimic way, and it behooves all of us, and you know, and Phyllis and you, Mitchell, and Tricia, and all the people you inspire to have an authentic story. Come this way, because people do. It might be asleep, right? But they do want the best part of them invited to a great story, and we have let that be kind of taken over temporarily by the con artists and the greed meisters and what I call the dementors of doom. So, yeah, this invitation, like what you were saying, Tricia, when there was so much beauty. I know a lot of people at Standing Rock who endured a great deal, a great ally, Bob Goff, and many, many people, and they're building those straw bale houses and doing much that's ongoing. And there was a lot of sacrifice involved, but it was beautiful to be dedicated to something larger than oneself, right? Is that what was...
It was unbelievable. I mean, yeah, the sacred fire burned 24/7, and there was always ceremony, and there was always prayer, and then people would gather to do a direct action, and there were meals together, and people from Port Townsend, Washington State, showed up with a kitchen, and people showed up with entire kitchens, entire buildings, an entire medical facility, state-of-the-art medical facility, holistic and allopathic.
Mitchell was saying firewood, right? I heard Mitchell say firewood.
Right. Food, donations, blankets. I mean, the generosity that was expressed there was phenomenal. I've never seen anything quite like it. And I also have to shout out to Pearl Means and to Danielle Tashina Finn, who's Miss Indian World 2016, because those are the two individuals that connected me with Phyllis Young and Mitchell Zephyr.
Yes, and it is a renaissance, you know, and in a sense what was very strong and palpable, woven through all of your lives, and what was manifest at the women's gathering in Washington and globally all around the world, is that this is part of Gaia, the living intelligence of the earth herself, that's like, so when you say, you know, again, your journey to Washington, and we want to animate further how people who are lucky enough to be in D.C. or journeying towards towards D.C. Can participate tomorrow and in the ensuing activities. But just the kind of mythic sky backup right now of this powerful waxing moon, which is about, it's the healing the earth full moon. That is what it is specifically. And it's about the birth of feminine creative earth genius, you know, being eager to be invited onto the world stage. So you're doing it. Because we do know that dedicated acts of beauty invite power into the world, and you all are doing that. So Phyllis, can you animate and entice people who are on their way to Washington or live in Washington D.C. How they can participate tomorrow and back up your dedication?
Well, I just want to acknowledge Mother Earth and the universe, because that's who we are, and that new threshold that I talk about, and the power of women that comes from the seven stars and humanity, who are all stardust. And so we're embarking upon an alternative energy that is derived from the stars. And we call it Wiwa Chi, Sundance. It's an extension of the solar that will make the geothermal combined, and they will dance. So we're talking about alternative energy by use for everyone, not just ourselves, but creating a model, developing a model to generate that, the use of that clean energy. And when I say free energy, it'll become very revolutionary, because it will destroy the capitalist world as we know it today. And the business people or the money people do not want that. But the message is to continue to divest in their monies that, in their, know where your money is. A lot of the big people did not know that their money was being invested to build a wall, in Mexico. And, it's real symbolic, because Wall Street is still prevailing as a street. And Wall Street was created to keep the Indians out of Manhattan after they sold that land in New York. So It's symbolic, but it's still the story of a wall keeping indigenous people out of our land. So divestiture is a big thing. Supporting legislation to create a social impact assessment, which does not exist in America, that will protect the neighborhoods of all the people. So we're embarking upon a new threshold for prevention, protection, and enforcement for all of our lives, for all humanity. And we owe that to Mother Earth, who is tilting, who is going rotating backwards. And we have an obligation to our grandchildren to continue the struggle for the life of Mother Earth, who gave life to us. So that's my message.
That is a powerful message, and you are spiraling it forth in myriad forms, you know. And one way is the film Guardians of the Water in process, and the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. If anybody is up for going to Fort Yates, North Dakota, May 5th through May 7th, that will be the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. A great road trip, and you can have a pass to that. There's a limited offering from our kind allies here for as a thank you gift for a pledge of $100 to keep this station going and this show going, that we can continue to bring you voices that are so needed right now, of Phyllis Young and Mitchell Zephyr and filmmaker Tricia Van Claveren. That's the real gift of our cahooting. We want to keep these voices that are voices for sacredness, voices for Mother Earth, and invitations, you know, what Phyllis was just saying, you know, again, it's part of the invitation that speaks to all sane, reverent people, no matter how buried their hearts might be, going, come this way. You could live a sacred life. You could feel okay. You could have free energy. Come on. If you're against eminent domain, if you're a right-wing crazy person against eminent domain, come this way. It's a unifying story that wants to speak to everybody. So it all kind of fits together. You know, we are here in our fun drive.
Archive, and our allies have generously contributed. So we are offering Voices That Change the World for a pledge of $200. It's actually 1,300 hours of audio, which includes John Trudell. Yes, I co-hosted with him at a festival. Winona LaDuc, and bless all the ancestors, an Alcatraz panel, Buffy St. Marie, Russell Means, Dennis Banks, among many others. That's for a pledge of $200. And that's 13 hours of audio that could stand you in good stead if you were driving to Fort Yates, North Dakota, May 5th through May 7th for the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. It all fits together for a pledge of $100. So you could have the, 1,300 hours of audio for your road trip for a pledge of $200. You could have a pass to the Standing Rock Nation Film Festival in Fort Yates, North Dakota. Why not? May 5th through May 7th for $100. And I'm offering only one because, we all work hard here, but I love this station. I love this show. Remember, this show has been going for 20 years on KPFA. We get no remuneration except the wealth of, cahooting with dedicated listeners and bringing to you the voices of sane reverence and the renaissance that's rising from the rubble of, as Phyllis was saying, as the collapsing forms of, tyranny and dementors and those missing the entire point of life. And so again, I'm offering an astrological reading. I'm doing my best work ever, I have to say, for a pledge, a wild card pledge of $1,000. You can have any or all of those things by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-HEY-KPFA, or pledging securely online, kpfa.org. And I want to do a shout out to our global listeners, and perhaps you in Japan and Australia and South Africa would like to bring the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival to your country. We've done a lot of cross-pollinating. We have some really dedicated listeners in Japan who have done to-and-fro things, and we go, that would be great, because indigenuity is global, and so much of what our allies are dedicated to and Standing Rock is resonant. There were reports coming in from our Maori allies in New Zealand and from people in Indonesia, indigenous people, and indigenous people of South Africa. Sane reverence and those who are dedicated in that this sane reverence is, embedded in their bones and blood and the power of their guiding ancestors. And of course, we're protecting not only the humans, of course, but our animal people and fish people and the bird people. They're all rooting for us. So pledge for those who cannot pledge to keep this going and to support, beautiful things like the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival and the dedicated work of Phyllis Young and the dedicated work of Trisha Van Claveren. Again, 1-800-439-5732. And online, for all you people out there in the global bigness, Alaska listeners, Japanese listeners, Australia, we have quite a lot of people listening out there, kpfa.org. I will be down there. Many people are journeying to Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the Standing Rock March of Sanity, and to inform Americans, many people really, as we know, and as our guests really know, there is only so much water, a finite amount of water on this planet. When I went to the Republican convention and conservative places, because, I do that for us, people didn't know there was a limited amount of water going, it just comes out of the tap. And it's like, no, only the Cleopatra's bath water is raining down on us, and we take so much out of the life process. Where do we want to go, team? What else would you like to put forth, Phyllis Young, about, teaching young people to make movies? What's happening in that realm?
Well, I think it could not only teach them the technology, but it could incorporate the basic history and identity of who we are, which has been a real absence in America. No one knows, finally everyone's coming out of the cave to discover that we're all human beings. And so whatever level of livelihood people have had in this country and the world, all we have is Tonto and the Lone Ranger, and there's a whole there's a whole racist history to that, to everything, the absence. So generating beauty and humanity to our little children and allowing them to speak in our language, which is a flowery spiritual language, and then the interpretation of thought that comes from it, the beauty, the intense beauty of our people within that has been locked in and locked out of technology. So I think it's an incredible work of art that we can do to embrace our own beauty and project it for our children and our grandchildren.
Beautiful. You know, there's a wonderful quote I love from British radical thinker Herbert Read. He said, "Only those serving an apprenticeship to nature can be trusted with technology." We go, yeah, that's great. It's part of the beautiful young people and the young women that you want to guide and encourage to expand their storytelling skills. And storycraft is so crucial to us now, you know, to the invitation, come this way, you know, come on, leave the thing that's dying, come over to the beautiful thing. It is what yearns, you know, in people's heart. And Mitchell, I'm pretty sure, right, that you are a renowned jeweler, right?
Yes. I've been making jewelry for about 40 years. And I just wanted to add that, or expound on what Phyllis said. There's a lot of really profound cultural concepts in the Lakota language, and they have to do with ways of thought, like Mitakuye, Oyasi, we are all related. And there's four colors in the sacred medicine wheel, black, red, yellow, and white, and they're all equal. You know, they're all equal within the sacred circle of the medicine wheel. And this came from Black Elk and from traditional Lakota spirituality. So we have to recognize that we all have equal rights on the earth. We all have equal right to clean water and clean air. And we have to realize that our relatedness to everything. And until we do, it's and that has to translate into action, because if the American people want change, then they're capable of making positive change, like Phyllis said, divesting from banks that finance destructive corporate policies and government policies that are destructive to the people and the environment. And all of us has power to take action and not to buy into the concept of capitalism that is proving to be so destructive to human life.
Yes. And that speaks to our progressive, dedicated listeners as well. But I also love, I've forgotten his name, but I'm going to be hosting him, I'm pretty sure, who just put out a very simple, wonderful video saying, you know, the story of, you know, what we learned in second grade to everybody, meaning nobody gets seconds until everybody's had firsts. You don't destroy things you can't replace. You don't destroy things faster than they can replenish. And, and you don't break things you can't fix, you know. Very simple second grade lessons, you know, but they do appeal, that people go, oh, well, yes, okay. Which does reach across boundaries. And, I love, we've hosted a lot of Athabaskan leaders from Alaska, and when Chief Marie was dying, and she was one of the last speakers of the Eyak language, and everyone was saying, oh no, we're going to lose the language, and she said, you know, as she was dying, she said, no, the language comes from the land. If you maintain connection with the land, the language will come back. You know, it's very, powerfully moving. It's the intense beauty that you're speaking of, Mitchell and Phyllis, and that Tricia is dedicated to animating and spiraling forth. But no, the time really is right. I mean, and you both feel, you all three really, really feel this, right? That, you know, it wants to happen, this oneness coming out of, you know, so much destruction that really, you know, harms everybody's souls, as you say. But I mean, do you feel? I mean, I think the way Phyllis was saying it, I mean, you're feeling pretty much like, you know, again, I love Sarah James, great Gwich'in elder from the Arctic National Wildlife Realm. When she came to Washington, she was like, yes, and we're gonna kick their butts in a good way, and we're gonna anyway. But so I mean, do you? I know you said this, Phyllis, but I just want to kind of, you know, we want all the encouragement we can get. I mean, do you feel the auspiciousness, the power of people convening in Washington now? Can you feel that on your journey?
I love Sarah James.
Oh,
I
good.
Love her dearly.
Yeah.
Her struggle. And I know that in my lifetime I'm going to see change because it's here. And I'm most impressed by the response of Americans. By that, I am enlivened, and I am re-energized, and I feel that America is ready for change, and America is ready for Indigenous people. Our history, we have a lot to offer them, and for three generations, we have been locked in and locked out, like I said. We have a lot to offer in terms of you know, family unit for children, for protection of children. We have natural laws that we can enact. We have kinship rules, basic protocol on how you treat another human being, how you treat your brother, how you treat your father-in-law, how you don't speak to your mother-in-law. I mean, I have a son-in-law that does not speak to me, and that I'm colonized to a certain extent, so it's hard for me. So we're going to establish decolonies so that we can have camps, so we can decolonize ourselves and pick and choose our democracy. And that's another thing that I like about the filming is it's digital democracy. Mm. It's a social media. It's a new space, a new spectrum for our people to exercise their freedoms and generate our ideas that, you know, the Roman Empire was built on an idea. The Constitution was built on an idea. So likewise, Ochete Shakoi, we're going forward with all of the ideas. We're pushing aggressively, and we will prevail.
Absolutely. That's wonderful and powerful. And again, it's like, you know, the truth tellers, our ancestor Howard Zinn, who wrote, you know, The True People's History of America, the Dementors are trying to ban his book in schools in the South. And so we, again, as agile coyotes, go, may the attempt to ban it give his work more notoriety because young people are very attracted to what's forbidden, going, let me check this out, where they will hear the true story of America and its relationship to Native Americans, and we go, because we do, you know, we are working with everything, and as you said, the time really is right. And also, when did you get the name Woman Who Loves Water, Woman Who Stands by the Water?
I think it was in 1985. I was a plaintiff against the Union Carbide in the Black Hills.
Yeah.
And we prevailed, and after we were plaintiffs to keep the ETSI pipeline out of South Dakota, and along with the farmers and the railroads, and we were successful. So a little bit of success, and the community acknowledged me and gave me the name Mini Teheawi. Well, a woman who loves the water.
Beautiful.
But I've lived on the river all my life. I drank the water from the Missouri, Minishoshe. And that has been my life. It has been my life struggle. So my family, my grandmother gave me the name Mini Yuha Najumi, who stands by the water. So those are my two. That's who I am.
That's beautiful. And I just want to just honor, you know, and feel free to bring up people again before I reluctantly let you go and do my dedicated pitching for our station that we may host you again. The last time I saw Vine Deloria, and I just want to go, just bring his feisty, gentle, powerful self into play. He was being honored at the Library of Congress, and maybe you were there. I mean, many of the great Native American leaders were there, and my friend Bob Goff had just, after with a team, had just won the Crazy Horse lawsuit, Crazy Horse Malt Liquor lawsuit. It took 20 years to win that lawsuit, so to take back the name of Crazy Horse, and Vine was thrilled. But he also was such a powerful presence, and he said this, again, wry thing. He was an Aries. He said, I meet many young people today who are very, very serious about themselves. And he said, we were very serious about the issues, but always playful among ourselves to keep that going. And I go, yeah, well, let's bring, you know, several drops of that into our play. And then for all of the people around the world that you are kinned with, you know, wonderful Peruvian woman, Maxima Acuna, whose 60-acre humble plot is, you know, her dedication. She like you, and we can see all kinds of things. You know, it'd be wonderful for Phyllis to meet Maxima Acuna because she has this beautiful song, you know, I sing to the water that gives me my life. I am dedicated to protecting it. I sing to the mountains that give me my life. I am dedicated to protecting it. And she's this one little tiny Peruvian farm woman in the way of big, you know, destroying gold mine projects that would destroy all of that. And we go, oh, that's okay. But we want to, you know, so your work, Phyllis, and your work, Tricia, and your dedication, Mitchell, are really, you know, kinned with sane, reverent, beautiful people, you know, humble people of the earth, because that's what human means. It comes from humus dirt. You know, and that is the rising intelligence that we're all a part of. So beautiful. Thank you all so much. If there's anything, I'm going to reluctantly release you back to your road trip and hopefully coincide with you tomorrow, you know, out there doing magic, powerful magic in Washington, D.C., where everybody can come. And again, I'll just Phyllis, remind people, it starts at the Army Corps of Engineers place and marches to the White House. Is that the protocol?
Yes.
And we're gathering at 10-ish?
I was told 8, so maybe that's Indian time.
right. 10 Indian time, 8 some other time. Okay, 10 or around then. But any time people can get there will be welcome and powerful. That's really great. And is there anything else that anybody wants to shout out before?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, just that 5 school buses from Standing Rock left early yesterday.
Mm.
So there'll be a lot of people from Standing Rock.
Excellent. No, it's a powerful thing. Again, who brought what? And look, everybody coming over the hill with the right thing at the right time, all being drawn by synchronicity. And thank you for your beautiful work, Mitchell. Do you want to say anything more? I mean, I know it's a discreet thing you're brewing, but it is about to launch in May. Is there anything else you want to say about the Standing Rock Nation Film Festival?
Just that we need to tell the truth of Standing Rock and the truth of Indigenous existence. You know, we need to take that to a larger audience, to a global audience that has shown to be supportive of Standing Rock. And you had people coming from all over the world. So it tells me that people want to hear a good message and encouragement. And that's what we hope to do with the film festival.
And it's going on for 3
weeks. And to show that it's not over, it's just beginning. The film festival will be part of a onward and upward movement.
And it's going for 3 days, so there's possibly Guardians of the Water will be there, and there are other films you have lined up, so people might know what they're heading in for.
Yeah, we want to encourage young filmmakers, Native and non-Native filmmakers that have made films about Standing Rock, about the struggle against the pipeline, environmental issues, sacred sites, women. We had a day devoted specifically to women to honor Native films by and about women and the emergence of women in the No Dapu movement. Right. So, yeah, there's a number of children. We want to have a youth day, children's day, and these will be the things that, well, like in the Lakota language, Wakayeja is... Wakayeja literally means sacred being. This is the Lakota word for children because we regard our children as being sacred. But if you look at children as being sacred, it should open your eyes to all of life being sacred. And so that's what we want to...
So just to tease this into molecular specificity, does that mean that people can submit films to you that they would like to participate in the festival, or?
Oh, yeah, exactly. In fact, we should have a very basic website up and running within the next week to 10 days. And, yeah, we want to encourage people to submit films, even if they're works in progress or short films. Yeah, so definitely.
Okay, so people will search Standing Rock Film Festival, and they will feel it brewing in the invisible, and then they might find they might find it more animated in about a week, you say.
Yeah, it's going to be Standing Rock Film Fest.
Okay. All right. Well, I must go pitch to our dedicated listeners. We are very grateful to you all. Thank you so much, Tricia Van Claveren, for I know we've been aspiring to do this show. There were technical kerfuffles and then other kerfuffles and life and death delays. And I mean, but we did it. We did it. Thank you, Tricia.
We did.
And
thank you, Caroline.
And thank you so much, Phyllis Young. And thank you, Mitchell Zephyr, for your beautiful, dedicated hearts. And we are supporting you. And there is, I hope to coincide with you all tomorrow. And I love the five school buses leaving Standing Rock. So much is converging in D.C. Thank you all, team.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So here we are, team. That was our team of influential story crafters for Sane Reverence. May we all be that. And now I will dedicate to our dedicated listeners. So, you know, as you heard, we are offering, again, you know, Voices That Change the World. It's some huge amount, you know, 1,300 hours of audio, which includes John Trudell. Hello, ancestor. Hello, Winola Duke. Breathing and Vital. Alcatraz Panel. Buffy St. Marie, Breathing and Vital. Russell Means is the brother of Phyllis Young, an ancestor now, Dennis Banks. And so it has, you know, many of those people, as well as, you probably know this, but it's got, it's got, yes, Alan Watts, Alice Walker, Lily Tomlin, Molly Ivins, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Fidel Castro, Rosa Parks, George Carlin, Gore Vidal, Bob Dylan. Anyway, it is 1,350 hours of material, and that's for a pledge of $200. And then I'm offering the wild card thing, an astrological reading with me. It's 90 minutes on the phone or Skype or Zoom. Or if you're in the D.C. area in person, for a pledge of $1,000. And that's really, people pledge for that in the past. And it is a wonderful thing. Sometimes they give it to somebody as a gift. It's sort of like a twofer. But it is a powerful convening of whomever's, the full counsel of them, whereby to cultivate, animate, and contribute medicine to the world at this time of dire beauty. That's for a pledge of $1,000. And then, again, a wild card, because you never know. We like serendipitous synchronicity. We like coyote in our lives. There are a limited number of passes that have been generously donated to us by our team for the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival. That is in Fort Yates, North Dakota. Okay, you people who went to Standing Rock might as well go back, or maybe you're still there. That's from May 5th through May 7th, and again, that's a full pass to the whole weekend for a pledge of $100. How wonderful. So any or all of those things can be yours as a thank you. by calling 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-HEY-KPFA or online kpfa.org. Securely. There you go. So it is such a powerful time, and it's also such a powerful time for KPFA. I happen to have its chart here. April 15th, 1949 is when KPFA was born at 3 p.m. in Berkeley, California. It's Sun, S-U-N, and Venus. It's born with Venus in the underworld gathering woof for the next stage of Renaissance. That's what it's been doing since 1949. And this year really is a powerful year. Again, you know, money can be sacred according to how it is pledged. It's a powerful time. I love the image for KPFA's Sun and Venus in the underworld, right next to Mars. Woof, woof, woof. Mars backing up Venus. It's woofiness in service to kinship and beauty. And its image is, you know, a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. And as we animated last week, you know, there's this wonderful concept of the egregore. It's a thought form. It's a mythic being that, you know, everybody pledges energy to, and it comes alive. And we go, well, the Pacifica herself, the goddess of peace, is alive and equal, eager for dedication, eager for animation, eager to even more come alive. Saturn is trining. By the time we get into April, her birthdays, meaning the birthday from 2017 to the birthday of 2018, is a quickening, a wilding, a positive dynamic of coming alive, and, you know, and really honoring the fact that it is the only non-corporate sponsored radio network in America left, with its many affiliates and much beauty. But this is a time of enormous potential, which is why we're offering thank you gifts for pledging. But really, pledging any amount is completely magical, powerful, wonderful. We say, you know, magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything, and we want to cooperate with truth and liberation, and composting the many, many forms of sneaky colonialism. Oh, it's so sneaky, you know, into nutrient for a renaissance of, you know, of reverent ingenuity rising. So here we go, team. Again, we're and voices of Maxima Acuna, voices of, you know, Berta Cáceres, voices of all people who know that water is sacred, who are standing up for Mother Earth. You know, for 20 years we've been doing critique and solution, and that's part of our dynamic, which is critique and solution. Discourage that, encourage this. You know, may we all be story crafters, really, as this station aspires to be, as the show aspires to be for 20 years, you know, which is like, no, not that. Again, maybe we'd be dog whispers, politician whispers, you know, hey, not that. Yeah, over here, yes, that. This is where we're going. You know, it is time for sane reverence to assume cultural narrative lead, and may it be so that Pacifica and KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show be a part of that on behalf of everyone listening, such a great team of dedicated listeners who aspire to be, you know, story-crafting people who assume cultural narrative lead, again, by critiquing and then guiding. Critiquing and guiding is such a crucial component. So once again, team, we are offering as an enticement, yes, as a thank you gift, yes, voices that change the world, and part of our theme, you know, as it includes John Trudell and Winona LaDuke and Alcatraz Panel and Buffy St. Marie and Russell Means, the brother of Phyllis Young, our guest just now, and Dennis Banks, with many, many other fun, fabulous people, Gore Vidal, Bob Dylan, and I say it would make a fantastic pledge for $200 to use in your car trip on your way to Fort Yates, North Dakota, May 5th through May 7th, where you can have a pass to 3 days at the inaugural Standing Rock Nation Film Festival for a pledge of $100. That is right next to Standing Rock. That is Native American land there. So that would be fantastic. Let us also honor that right now, this full moon, this waxing full moon that seeks to kind of animate the desirable soul of this country, what was promised, not fulfilled, but is awaiting, inclusivity and ingenuity. You know, and again, our being agents of inviting people to, you know, no, not that, over here. We want everybody. We want the awakened imagination of right-wing golfers, inner-city kids, Marin, Los Angeles, inner city, South, I mean, everybody. It is the art of inviting. that we are cultivating here. So Venus is getting ready to disappear from the West, to go into the underworld again, and we with her, to reemerge. So in keeping with Venus, may we be agents of initiating Mars, going, no, the true purpose of the hero is to be a protector, and that we practice our language craft and our story craft in dedication to, yes, Mother Earth and to sane reverence. So thank you, team. Again, you can call 1-800-439-5732. Or 1-800-HEY-KPFA, or pledging online, kpfa.org. Voices That Change the World for $200. Astrological Reading with me, possibly still there for $1,000. And Standing Rock Film Festival, May 5th through May 7th in Fort Yates, North Dakota for $100. Thank you, team. Thank you so much. Timmy Olmsted in Washington, D.C., and the KPFA team out there in Berkeley. I'm Caroline Casey. Woof, woof, woof. We will reconvene next week. Thank you.